not too happy about that hurricane.
Yeah, I hear it just got up to Category 4, looking pretty rough for those folks on the coast.
We could get some of it.
Well, right now the prediction is for the path to go farther north from us, so we shouldn't see too much, but you never know.
I think for certain, until the last second, they can turn.
Oh yeah, that's always a possibility. I just hope it blows itself out real quick so that it doesn't drench too many people.
New Orleans has got those diesel generators, and hopefully they got it set up where the engines are high enough and the pumping system to pump the water out at least works, so at least they can do something. What they should have done is Lake Pontchartrain should have dammed the whole thing off instead of doing what they did, trying to make those levees, which is what they originally wanted to do, but, you know, they took the cheap way out of it.
Wait, you think they actually learned their lesson from Katrina? I'm a little doubtful.
What else happened to Katrina you probably didn't know about?
Well, what's that?
Had all the radio communications in one spot, so when the hurricane blew it out, it blew everything out.
Oh, there were multiple fails during Katrina. There was a lot of part of it had to do with decisions being made at the highest levels where they were going to spend money, and most of that had to do with making sure tourists could make it to the casinos, way more than making sure the residents were protected from storm surge.
Tower should have been rebuilt.
Oh, you get no argument from me. I was there one time, and that was one time too many.
I had some good Kentucky bourbon, and I went down to Mardi Gras party with the boys. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that does not even interest me at all. I went down there one time with my in-laws. My wife is from South Mississippi, and my in-laws took us and our young son down to New Orleans for an afternoon just to see the aquarium, and we walked through the French Quarter very quickly, and I said, boy, there's no way I'd want to be caught here after dark.
Listen to some jazz. It's a pretty good old jazz band down there.
Well, I might have done it when I was young and foolish, but I'm not so young anymore.
There, I can tell you that. I went down for National Federation of the Blind Convention, and I never saw something so crazy in my life.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy, but it just never made sense to me to build a city that's actually lower than sea level anyway.
But if it's done, you know, the diesel generators got flooded, all the communications is in the wrong spot. They didn't get people out of there. At least this time they're getting people out of there.
It can be done, but you got to spend money, and you got to spend it in places that maybe aren't as popular as some people want. And that's what the tragedy of Katrina was, a lot of poor decisions that came back to haunt.
Down South Carolina here, we're not doing a lot better. We don't have the trees cut. Our companies aren't ready. We're not ready for one right now.
Need them very often. You know, if you live in South Florida, you need to have those shutters on your windows. But South Carolina, we get one every decade or two. And even then, they're not nearly as intense, usually.
When I first moved down here, I chased an ice storm. I'm from the Northeast, and I'll tell you what. You guys do not know how to drive in crummy weather, for one thing. And the second thing is, you don't guide your poles right, and you guys aren't getting your trees out of the way that you should.
Well, I'm originally from Michigan, so yeah, I do know how to drive in the snow and the ice. Yeah, people don't get a chance to practice around here. It just doesn't happen all that much. So they don't know what they're doing, but most people are cautious enough that they just don't get out on the road, and that's generally a good thing.
He drives around here with ball tires, that's the other thing.
Well, even if your tires are bald, if it's ice or snow, that's not going to make a whole lot of difference.
Well, chains on it and drive with common sense, you can get it to go. And if you drive, you know, you just got to leave space between you and whatever it is that you think you might hit.
You're not going to find snow chains anywhere around here.
Tell you what, you probably can't, but they should. You know, but what I was saying, I know what you're saying, you're from Michigan. I lived in Connecticut for a long time, and lots of times we go over there, and I said, I'll tell you what's the most dangerous thing, ice.
Yeah, ice is the worst because there's almost nothing you can do. Fresh snow is not too bad if you're careful, but ice is terrible.
She is a front-wheel drive car in ice and snow. Because when you lose a front-wheel drive car, it's real hard to pull it out.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of front-wheel drive. They try to tell me it's a whole lot better. And I've had front-wheel drive vehicles, and I've had rear-wheel drive vehicles, and I do not see that front-wheel drive is any advantage at all. I think we're being told that mostly so we'll accept front-wheel drive, which Detroit has gone to for your small cars just to save weight. And then they try to tell us, well, it's really better, too, you know.
Front-wheel drive is. The handling's a little bit better on a newer car. And what the problem is that most people, if you lose a rear-wheel drive car, I lost an LTD one time when I was younger. I never drove before, and I was flying, I'm blind, so I decided, my friend said, I'll let you drive, and I got in a little ballroom scuffle when I was in my 20s, because someone called it queer, and I didn't have a sense of humor, so I hopped in his car, drove out of there, so the cops didn't arrest me when I hit the guy. And I was in my 20s, you know, you get stupid. And but he provoked me, so the cop almost arrested me because I knocked the guy out when I hit him. And then I went to drive, and he had an LTD with a 4-4. It was a 427 Ford big block in it, made about 500 horsepower. And I hit the throttle and spun it. And I had to play with the brakes and whip the wheel back and forth because I almost wrecked it. And let me tell you, that is so scary when you do that.
VD4LUJ. It was probably a 429. My dad had an LTD with a 429 in it, and I drove that thing quite a bit. My first car was a 69 T-Bird with a 429 in it, and I learned real quick I could get my car into a skid faster with the accelerator than I could with the brake.
427. This is a 427. The 429, I know what you're talking about. That 429 is gusty. That little 429 went.
Well, what year was the LTD you're talking about?
67, I think. But someone had put this guy had built this thing and put a cam in it and did a lot of work to it. A 850 dual feet double pump carburetor on that thing, and it ripped.
Yeah, the 429 didn't come out until 69. So, yeah, that's probably what you had. But, yeah, it had a lot of guts to it, and I sure enjoyed it. Anybody I wanted to pass, by golly, I passed them.
Talking about a 429, you probably don't know.
About 429.
Well, the 429 Ford had a different size rod bolt.
I heard something about that, but I never did a change. I did do a transplant in my T-Bird once because the block cracked. I let it freeze one year.
It's pretty funny about that. Now, I'm going to give you the wrench sizes. The reason I know about it is because I was rebuilding one once when I was a kid, and a stupid socket wouldn't fit the bolt. The rod bolt size is 19/32nds. And you know what size that actually is?
Oh, there's no telling.
It's 15 millimeter.
Because I didn't think they did metric anything back then.
It's the same as 15 millimeter socket will fit fine.
Hey, I've got a sign with you. I've got a got to run into the store here and get some business done. So good to chat with you. My name's Randy, by the way. This is WD4LUJ, and I'll be clear up to yours.
Oh, KI4MLN. I'll tell you what. I'll never drive. I tell you, I've only driven a few times drinking without sight, and I'll tell you what. I didn't wreck either time, but I'm going to tell you something. I'll never do that again.
Got to run. This is WD4LUJ. Clear.
I was 22 years old when I did that. Yeah, boy, clear. Just goes to show you how crazy I was in my 20s.